Iowa has seen a spike in the number of COVID-19 cases, among the highest infection rates in the country. Facing a tough re-election, the state's Republican U.S. Senator Joni Ernst recently came under fire for repeating a debunked conspiracy theory that downplayed the severity of the coronavirus pandemic. Iowa Public Radio's Clay Masters reports on how it's all playing out.
A parade of over 100 tractors brandishing Trump flags rolls down a thoroughfare in the northwest Iowa town of Denison. Farmer and proud Trump supporter Leon Ventiker stands along the street. He still receives chemotherapy to treat his cancer, so he was excited for an outdoor Trump event.
We are very cautious. We wear our masks. If we can't control the crowd, we will have a mask on.
Waving from a shiny blue New Holland tractor was Republican Senator Joni Ernst. Ventiker says he's voting for Ernst because making sure Republicans hang on to the majority in the Senate is just as important as the presidential race.
I hate to sound like Whoopi Goldberg or Rosie O'Donnell and say I'm going to move out of the country if the Democrats get control, but we might be better off.
The tractor parade ends at a farm where a local GOP picnic is underway.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're about 4.5 miles out. We're getting ready to go here just a little bit.
Burgers are cooking on grills, music is playing, hardly anyone is wearing masks. Ernst did wear a mask, but when she addressed the crowd, she didn't bring up the pandemic. Instead, she claimed her Democratic opponent, Teresa Greenfield, held extreme views that are out of step with the state.
I am going to crawl across that finish line first! We are going to keep this United States Senate seat! And as you can attest from all of these tractors here today, we are going to re-elect President Trump.
But Ernst has faced a lot of criticism for her recent comments about the pandemic. She said she was so skeptical about the United States' total COVID-19 death count. It echoes a debunked claim linked to the QAnon conspiracy. Medical professionals have called Ernst's comments dangerous, and her rival, Teresa Greenfield, called out Ernst in a video.
So today, I am calling for a statewide mask mandate, and Senator Joni Ernst should join me. I don't think she will. She should also apologize to our healthcare heroes and explain why she supports these lies.
Ernst eventually sort of walked back her comments and acknowledged the CDC's official COVID-19 death toll. But all this political divisiveness concerns Iowa voter Trent Hatlin. He farms and raises hogs near Rembrandt in the northwest part of the state. Hatlin says he voted for Trump in 2016 and Ernst in 2014. This time, he'll cast his ballot for Joe Biden and Teresa Greenfield.
I think Trump has divided the country so much and got everyone, so his side, so hateful against ours. Now, I'm a working class dude. You know what I mean?
Next month, voters in this swing state will start filling out their ballots. And just how seriously they think politicians are taking this pandemic that has killed more than 1,200 Iowans so far will have a factor on how those decisions are made. For NPR News, I'm Clay Masters in Des Moines.